We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He is best known for his great work covering baseball, but he also dabbles into the world of hockey that he loves so much. Ladies and gentlemen, formerly the Free Press, now MLB.com, among other places. The one, the only, our buddy John Paul Morosi. What's up, John? How are you?
Stoney and John, I am outstanding, my friends. Great to be on the air with you this morning here in the great state of Michigan.
All right, before we get into baseball, I just want to ask, because you follow junior hockey and the U.S. Development team, that stuff pretty closely. The NHL draft coming up, whenever they decide to do it, obviously COVID has hurt a lot of the scouting. If you're a Red Wing fan, are you praying for two of the Michigan guys who might go in the top five?
I think so. Certainly Luke Hughes, of course, younger brother of Quinn and Jack. He's been certainly been playing at the National Team Development Program for a while, living in Plymouth here, so a truly local guy. He'll be playing at U of M next fall. You also would think about Owen Power, who in some opinions is the top player in the draft, a defenseman. Matty Beniers, mm-hmm. another a freshman from U of M, who's from Massachusetts. He played tremendously well for the U.S. the World Juniors. So I think any one of those three would be tremendous picks for the Wings. I think wherever they end up going, obviously that the lottery was not kind to them last year, but they got a great player still. Lucas Raymond had a really good season. So I think overall, guys, the game that we all play, who is the next Detroit team to win a playoff round? I still think it's going to be the Wings, and I trust in the work that Steve is doing, and we'll see what they are able to come up with at the draft.
So if you're trusting the work that Yzerman is doing, and we talked about this a lot yesterday and we're waiting to hear today, do you think Jeff Blashill is part of that process to get to a playoff victory?
Well, John, it's a great question. Obviously, I think we're all waiting, the hockey world, really, on Steve's decision. I mean, to me, I just from having covered sports a lot for all these years, and Stoney can attest to how we in the media sort of speculate on when the season ends, and the longer that the announcement goes without the GM saying, yes, the coach or the manager is back, you start to wonder a bit more. And John, you said you've been around sports a long time and have those same thoughts about how that unfolds. So I that's part of it. The longer it goes without them saying, yeah, he's back, makes me wonder about the overall job security there. The one thing that I think is interesting here, guys, is Gerard Gallant. And, of course, we know the long history that Steve has with Gerard going back to their days with the Wings in the 80s. And when you consider, is Seattle the place that Gerard goes if he has his pick? Do the Carolina Hurricanes re-sign Rod Brendamore? There's a lot of those questions. I think there's sort of a domino effect, and we just saw the Coyotes job open and the Blue Jackets job open. I mean, there's a lot of dominoes out there, but I really wonder if and we don't know this, but does Steve have his heart set on saying, you know what, when we're good again, if he wants his old teammate Gallant to be the coach? And if that's the case, do you have to make a move on that now before Gerard gets hired by the Seattle Kraken to be the expansion coach? I think that, for me, is a really huge question going forward.
All right, before we get to the Tigers, one or two Major League Baseball questions, because
sure.
Tigers don't play Major League Baseball right now. Four no-hitters so far. Is that good or bad?
You know, Stoney, it's interesting. I think it's good for the game because it always inspires that wonder of everybody rushing to get on the MLB app or find your nearest TV and tune in. I think it's emblematic of the way the game is played now, which is if you are a pitcher who locates well at the top of the zone and you're able to basically keep the plane of your fastball away from these new launch angle swings that we hear so much about these days, you're able to do that, you can have a masterful performance. And we're not seeing guys throwing 103 miles an hour with no hitters. John Means is not known as a fireballer, nor is Wade Miley. So I think it's a really interesting time in the game right now for a lot of reasons. But I think on balance, Tony, it's a good thing because it gets people talking about the sport, but it also strikes at what I think is a problem with the game, which is way too much swing and miss and a lack of adjustments on the part of a lot of hitters.
And we all love, no matter the sport, we love offense. We love to see home runs. We love to see runs scored. It doesn't matter the sport. Is there something that Major League Baseball should do to create more excitement? Or is this just part of the evolution of baseball and it'll eventually swing back to the hitters at some point?
Well, John, you said a really key word right there, which is evolution. And that's where the game is trying to figure out, the commissioner's office, how much they manage this evolution and how many rule changes they introduce. The game, when you look at a lot of the key metrics, this was the worst April of batting average across baseball since 1968. Of course, a great year for the Tigers, but it was also a year that was so pitcher-friendly that they changed the height of the mound because it was so much in the pitcher's advantage. So we're back to that point, John. So it's a great point that you raised because we have to now figure out what needs to be done. Because to me, the way the game has evolved has not made it a more appealing game to watch. Mm-hmm. It has slowed it down. There's a lot of strikeouts. We understand that. There's some walks as well, obviously, as part of the game. The rhythm has been interrupted. And so I'm to the point now where I love watching teams that have a rhythm, that have a good pace to them, where the ball is in play and they make good defensive plays. And those teams, unfortunately, now really stand out because that's not the norm. And so I do believe, John, that baseball can make some more changes, but to really make, and I think we're finding this out now, based on some of the changes that have already been made, that they have not made a huge impact, whether it's the three-batter minimum, whether it's the automatic intentional walk. You're going to have to go to more dramatic things like taking out the shift or my extreme just to see how it would look. And I would not advocate this at the major league level right away, but just see how it looks. Go to the minor leagues and say, okay, everybody, we're going to start with a 1-1 count. Every hitter, 1-1. And just see how that changes things. Does it make it a better product? I don't know. But to your point, John, we have to be open-minded and look at things that years ago we would have said were sacrilegious.
John Pomerosi joins us from MLB.com, does stuff for NHL Network as well. You talked about, defense and all that kind of stuff, good offense, things that the Detroit Tigers have none of right now. John, how long should this rebuild realistically take? Because, as you know, you live here, it is just a brutal, brutal product. And we'll get into the Avila stuff next. But is this taking way longer than it should?
Well, it's a fair question, Stoney. I do think a couple things. Number one, the rebuild, and I know Chris Bukowski made this point, and I think it's correct. The rebuild didn't really start until they traded Verlander and Upton in 2017. So even though 2014 was the last playoff year, it wasn't as though they started the rebuild after that because, of course, they went out and signed Zimmerman and Upton not long after that. So this team was still going for it nominally up until midway through 2017. And so I think it's important to make that point. And if you want to say, okay, is it a five-year plan? Well, if it's 5 years, that's the middle of next year, you're supposed to be good. And I'm not candidly seeing that happen yet. I think that we would all probably join in that assessment.
Yes.
I mean, there have been some bright spots. Boyd, of course, goes today, and I think he's really done a tremendous job, I think, bouncing back, and I really am impressed by Matthew, as I always am. He's a great person on and off the field. But I think, Stoney, that it's not if you're looking for signs, if you're a Tiger fan looking for a sign that next year you can start thinking about the playoffs, I don't believe we've seen that yet. And I really think there are some important days to come about, okay, how good do you expect Mize to be? How good do you expect Scooble to be? How good do you expect Manning once he gets there to be? Because it's interesting, guys. Well, we're seeing elsewhere, Jared Kelenic getting called up this week by the Mariners. And obviously, you know, hindsight's 20/20. I'm not suggesting in any way that the Tigers should have drafted him number one overall. No one was saying that. But the point is that he's a pretty young guy, and he's already in the major leagues. And if you look at the ages of the players, this has become such a young person's sport. And I really think that sometimes we say, okay, well, let's wait on this player and wait on him. This is not really a wait on him kind of era in the game. This is an era where young players like Kelenic come up and are expected to make an impact. And I think that as a result, even with that lost year last year, the time for Torkelson and Green and Mize and Manning and Scooble to quote-unquote settle in, there's not a settle-in period anymore. This is a young person's game, and I really think we need to see some real signs of progress by the star prospects before the end of this year to really think that next year could look different than it does right now.
All right, final thing. You mentioned the rebuild didn't start till 17. You're kind of right, because in 16 they were one game away from the playoffs, that last game in Atlanta. But and this has to do with Avila. Even way before this, well, he was actually working under Dombrowski. This organization has not developed any positional players of any note.
Right.
And the few that they have, you know, they made poor decisions on. They, you know, hindsight's 20/20. They should have kept McCann, something like that. But shouldn't Avila be held accountable for what we see on the field from positional players? And more importantly, even in the farm system, and where are these international stars that I figured he'd be really good at getting? They're nowhere in this team.
Well, a couple things, Tony. I mean, number one, he did just get his contract extended in 2019, so I think as a practicality, he's got some time to show more production from the farm system. He has that ability in terms of the wide berth, I think, by the ownership to let him see how things unfold for the next year plus. In terms of accountability, I don't think his job is in jeopardy. I really don't.
No.
And I think that when you consider the position player issue, I often go back and make this point, Stoney. The last position player drafted and developed by this team to make multiple All-Star appearances for the Tigers was Travis Fryman.
I know.
That's a long time, Stoney.
I know.
So I think that it's been an issue. I'm actually going to drive over and watch Torkelson's debut, his home debut tonight. I'm curious to see how he looks, because you look at it, I made the Kelenic comparison. He's older than Kelenic, basically, or they're basically the same age. I mean, the time to produce is here, and I really think the time to measure Avila's tenure is probably in how ready this team is over the next year. I agree. The Verlander trade has not worked out well. I fully acknowledge that. But I think that we'll have a really good feel and probably a little better perspective on the totality of his tenure, I think, by around this time next year. But to the fans that are upset and impatient, I understand. But I think as a practicality, he has about another year plus to show some fruits from the farm system right now.
If you want to see that count start at 1-1, stop by the old slow pitch softball league on Thursday nights over at Borden Park. We'll let you know how that goes. I think that's
John,
a great.
How's the team looking this year, John?
We started out a little bit rough, but some of our big hitters are starting to find their swing. So
nice. I mean, John, I'm betting you're cleanup, right? Or do you bat third?
No, I'm batting a little bit further down the. I haven't played in over two decades, so this is my first season back. My swing is still there, but it's still warming up, like I mentioned.
All right, John.
I love that thought. I love that theory of starting the count at 1-1.
Well, I appreciate your support on that, John, and great to be talking to both of you guys. Certainly, John, I've admired you for so long, watched your career unfold, and you do a great job on the Michigan games as well. So always enjoy talking with you and Stoney as well.
Thanks, John, hope the family's doing great, and we'll talk to you soon as always. We appreciate it.
A great pleasure for me. Thanks so much.
All right, that's John Paul Morosi. Detroiter, Ann Arbor is where he lives right now, and he used to work for the Free Press, obviously USA Network, USA Today, MLB Network, Fox, all that stuff. He is a brilliant, brilliant baseball guy and obviously knows his hockey as well. 97-1, the ticket, John Paul Morosi. It was powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.